As she campaigns, Hillary Clinton is making history as the first woman nominated for the presidency by a major party. But 77 years before Clinton was born, an upstart named Victoria Woodhull wrote a letter to the New York Herald announcing her bid for the White House. WNYC's Jim O'Grady has the story of the first woman to run for president and how she compares to the latest.
Are you ready to meet the next president of the United States of America? Hillary Clinton!
Hillary Clinton, raised middle class in Illinois, law degree from Yale, a professional politician. Victoria Woodhull, raised by a con man in Ohio, dirt poor, 3 years of schooling, and when she ran for president in 1872, not only had she never held office, she couldn't even vote.
This was a time when even women speaking in public was controversial.
Johanna Newman is a historian and a scholar in residence at American University. Her specialty is the suffragists, including Woodhull.
The first women who spoke out loud behind a podium for abolition and then for suffrage were in the 1840s, and they were pelted. Lucy Stone was pelted with rotten fruit.
They also hit her with ice water and prayer books. Damn. By 1872, women speakers were more common, but a woman running for president? Even Woodhull admitted that most Americans would find it ridiculous. And they did. Still, the Equal Rights Party made her their candidate for president. Then everything went wrong. First, her natural allies rejected her.
At a suffrage meeting, Victoria Woodhull began to speak, and Susan B. Anthony, who was running the meeting, who had paid for the hall, found a janitor who turned off the lights.
Newman says Susan B. Anthony's strategy was to focus on one thing, getting the vote for women. She told Woodhull that she was hurting suffrage by linking it to other rights, like Woodhull's demand for free love, which meant allowing women to marry and divorce and have sex without shame or interference from the state. Woodhull hated that a woman could be ruined by a single dalliance, but let's say a famous preacher could basically stock up on mistresses, and Woodhull said so.
She revealed that Reverend Henry Ward Beecher had been carrying on an affair with the wife of one of his parishioners.
In Brooklyn.
And it, oddly enough, rebounded against her more than him. She was completely discredited.
It didn't matter that the accusation was true. Woodhull was arrested on obscenity charges and spent Election Day in 1872 at Ludlow Street Jail on the Lower East Side.
Lock her up. That's right.
Thomas Nast, the famous cartoonist, drew a picture of her with enormous black wings. He captioned it, "Get thee behind me, Mrs. Satan." That smear was reprised at the Republican National Convention by Ben Carson, who accused Hillary Clinton of being in league with
Lucifer. Think about that.
Then Donald Trump upped the ante.
Trump had recently alluded to Clinton being the devil, but at a rally in Pennsylvania, he said it point blank for the first time while slamming Bernie Sanders.
He made a deal with the devil. She's the devil.
Victoria Woodhull got out of jail, but by then she'd become a tabloid figure at a time when most suffragists were middle-class women who more than anything wanted their movement to be respectable.
Women should have the vote, because it would compel men in public office to think more of the welfare of women, of the children, of decency and morality.
In some ways, Woodhull was respectable. After she and her sister moved to New York, they became America's first female stockbrokers. They made a fortune, published a newspaper, and dined with Cornelius Vanderbilt, who was then the richest man in the country. But Victoria just wouldn't stop talking about sex and pushing for radical change.
She knew intuitively that the codes that guided relations between men and women for centuries in this country violated her rights.
Woodhull absorbed a country's worth of ridicule. She resembles Hillary Clinton in that way. But Woodhull also spoke fearlessly, even recklessly. while Clinton is faulted for the opposite, for being guarded and talking in bromides.
Our founders embraced the enduring truth that we are stronger together.
But maybe each woman was right for her time. Who but a female badass runs for president in 1872? And in 2016, what other kind of woman, besides a diligent insider with a bulked-up resume, could front a major party?
I would note that between Victoria Woodhull and Hillary Clinton are other women who have run for office.
About 200 women in all.
Belva Ann Lockwood, Margaret Wright.
For any idea to go from radical fringe,
Lenora Fulani,
to mainstream acceptance requires years of controversy and debate.
Shirley Chisholm, Carol Moseley Braun,
and questioning of long-held beliefs.
Sarah Palin, Carly Fiorina.
Victoria Woodhull seemed to grasp that idea 142 years ago when she wrote in the New York Herald that
what may appear absurd today will assume a serious aspect tomorrow.
So, my friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady with Karen Rouse.